If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. If bullying is in session and you having any questions, leave a message, leave a message, leave a message. Yeah, yeah. What's up, everybody? You're now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And today we're going to talk about how to deal with catching your teen sexting. That's right, catching your teen sexting. Now, this is a new term, but we're going to dive into it today. And some parents are familiar with it, some parents are not, some parents may be even doing it. But at the same time, we're going to be a little bit more informative about it and what to do if you catch your teen sexting. Now, it's normal for teens to be curious about sexuality and begin to explore what it means to be a sexual being. However, things can quickly get out of hand and very dangerous with the easy access to phones and social media. If you catch your teen sexting, be clear about what is dangerous and harmful about it. Take appropriate action to deal with the situation and talk with your teen. In dealing with your teen's behavior, remember to talk about what is okay and not okay regarding sexuality, and don't be afraid to reach out for therapeutic support. Now, 2, avoid shaming your child. Despite emotions you feel, be careful not to shame your child. Their actions do not define them. Let's make that clear. And casting harsh judgment may affect your teen's self-esteem in the long run. Talk about the dangers of texting and the consequences of it without making personal judgments. This is very important. Engage with curiosity. Instead of making accusations, ask questions to seek the understanding of your child or your teen instead of blaming them. Use the opportunity to teach, not to shame. For example, instead of saying, "I can't believe how foolish you are," say, "What led you to send that photo? What felt exciting about it?" Next, 3, acknowledge the psychological impacts. If a photo of your teen is shared, understand that your teen will likely feel humiliated, shamed, or embarrassed. This experience can affect your child's self-esteem and affect their mental health. Despite your own disapproval and disappointment at your teen's behavior, recognize that this is likely a very traumatic experience for them. Give comfort and reassurance to your teen for the difficulty they are going through. Withhold your judgment and criticism and instead be available for your child. You can deal with the after effects soon enough. If a photo is shared with teen, say, "How do you think that person feels?" Discuss potential legal consequences. Any type of nude photograph taken or shared with sexual intent of a child under the age of 18 is illegal and considered child pornography. Any sharing of that photograph may be considered trafficking or distributed child pornography. So even if your teen sent a picture of themselves to someone else, that could be considered distributing child pornography. If the pictures on the teen's phone are of another teen, that can also be considered being in possession of child pornography. And if an adult has been sending and receiving pictures from your teen, this may constitute a crime. If you're concerned about legal implications, consult with an attorney right away. That's very important. Let your teen know that this is very serious. Consult or could result in criminal processing and may affect the rest of their lives. Understand that the genders of the teens in context of sexting is irrelevant. A teen sexting a picture of themselves to a teen of the same sex is no less legally or morally reprehensible than a teen sexting a picture of themselves to a teen of the opposite sex. Don't matter, all parties can get in trouble. 5, explain long-term consequences. Teens are still developing skills and judgment. It's often difficult for teens to grasp long-term consequences of impulsive decisions. While flirting and exploring sexuality may feel fun and pushing boundaries is normal, technology brings an added level of danger to these actions. Explain to your teen how these actions can affect them. For example, explain to your teen that their reputation may change if other people learn of or gossip about a sex. Legal problems can haunt a prospect's college application or employment opportunities for the future. This is important. So now, let's take action or taking action. Delete any photos. If your child receives a nude photo, have them delete it right away. If your child has nude photos of themselves, have them delete those also. Your family will not want to risk having what is considered child pornography in the home or with any association to any members of the family. The next thing is, avoid viewing the photos. If your child has sent photos, do not look at them. Not only will you not want to see them, but you will likely embarrass your teen greatly. If your child received a photo, also do not look at it and do not share it. You may have the urge to say to the sender's parents, look what your teen sent mine. However, this could count as distributing child pornography. This is very important. There is no circumstance where it's okay to share sexual material of a minor. Now, keep your teen involved. While it's important to handle these situations as a parent, keep your child informed. If you talk to other parents or to your teen school, let them know. It is important for your teen to have a voice. This experience can affect your teen's social life and emotional well-being. Staying involved can help them feel more empowered. Taking away your teen's empowerment around sexuality can be harmful. As your teen grows into an adult, they should know that they have choices regarding their sexuality and to choose wisely. Very important. Have conversations with your child rather than relying on consequences to curb the behavior. Understanding what your teen is going through and what they are thinking can help more than doing out punishment. Now, unite with other parents. This is very good. If other teens are involved, find ways to unite with other parents in how to handle the situation. This will clearly communicate to the teens that the situation is serious and that appropriate action is important. Having a united front will help all teens involved recognize that they are being treated in a fair way that is consistent with how other teens are being treated in the situation. Find out from your child what other teens are involved in the situation. Contact their parents and say, our teens have been sending and receiving sexual texts. Let's unite and address this together. So another point is, let's consider informing the school. Carefully consider whether to get the school involved. You may involve the school if photos or texts are sent while on school property or during school hours. While it may be good to have outside intervention through the school and disciplinary action, notifying the school may also come with some difficult side effects. Some schools have mandatory reporting requirements, which means that they are required to report any activity to law enforcement. This would mean that the incident would become a law enforcement case and potentially become a long, drawn-out battle. While some cases it is necessary to involve law enforcement, carefully consider whether your child's situation requires intervention. Okay, so we're going to talk about handling the aftermath. Talk about healthy sexuality. Teens shouldn't solely get negative feedback for engaging sexual curiosity. Create a healthy atmosphere for your teen to talk about sex and feel comfortable doing so. While this might make you cringe, it is important for both boys and girls to have positive messages about sexuality and choices. Tell your teen that they have choices about what they do with their body and who they share it with. Talk about when to say no and how to say no. As part of this discussion, help your teen to learn to judge who they want to share their sexuality with versus who they shouldn't share that part of themselves with. This will help them make better decisions down the road. Okay? And this is where I'm going to have to jump in here, because my beliefs puts a pause in that part. And we're going to wrap up the notes that they've been reading to us about that, because now I wanted to speak from my heart. Having two daughters, you know, and they're young, you know, the whole part of sharing your sexuality or sharing your body with someone, knowing who you should and who you shouldn't, puts a little red flag in my spirit, because I believe, and this is the opinion part of this message or leave a message, I believe that even as teens, we should promote conversation and talk more to our children about not sharing their bodies at all, but keeping them encouraged in other alternatives and activities, and also, you know, keeping them in the mindset of waiting to marriage. That's my personal opinion. I believe you definitely should still have the talk, because they're not dead. They are living creatures. They are teens. They are curious about some things. So I definitely think we should encourage them, you know, in understanding certain things, but also promoting waiting, encouraging our kids to wait until they get married, because there's a lot of things that take place that kids aren't familiar with that we are. There's a lot of things that you can talk about with them to bring some type of warnings, and, you know, and just focusing on their education and focusing on who they are learning themselves, you know, and developing a sense of waiting to marriage. So we're going to stop right there, because there's so much I want to dive into. This is Roshan Lindsay, anti-bullying coach, and you are listening to Leave a Message, where we are here discussing things that deals with anti-bullying, you know, testimonies, stories, questions on bullying, questions on the anti-bullying match card game. And if you don't have one of those, please get one at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. They're only $19.99. It's a great tool to open those doors of discussion with your children, with your teens, with topics like this, sexting, and so many other great topics that you can just release in and through the game. Also, if you have a question or you have something you want to share, call us and leave a message and leave us a voicemail at 757-447-4238. We love you guys. Talk to you soon. Promote kindness, and bullying is non-negotiable. It's a no-tolerated thing. We will not stand for it. Stop bullying. Peace.